This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 29th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Leah Sheridu, the 15-year-old Christian girl abducted in February by Boko Haram, the Islamic extremist group based in northern Nigeria, Africa, has been confirmed to be alive. In an audio recording of Leah yesterday, she asks for Nigerian President Buhari to help secure her release, reports International Christian Concern. Her parents confirm that it is indeed her voice. Nearly 400 white farmers have been killed in 12 months as illegal land seizures have continued to ramp up across rural South Africa, reports FaithWire.com. In fact, the ruling political party in South Africa is seeking to amend the nation's constitution in order to allow the free seizure of land from white farmers. Earlier this month, President Cyril Ramaphosa declared that the time had come for a mass expropriation of land without compensation, a clear and aggressive action against the white farming community. AfriForum's head of community safety, Ian Cameron, has documented the violence on his Twitter feed. Romans 3:15 through 18 says, "Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes." President Donald Trump doubled down on threats against Facebook, Twitter, and Google yesterday afternoon, reports CNBC.
I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, they better be careful because you can't do that to people. We have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in. Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
Earlier in the day, Trump accused Google of altering search results to prioritize negative coverage and left-leaning outlets and warned that the issue, quote, will be addressed, end quote. The president said in a tweet that the tech giant search engine had, quote-unquote, rigged news story results to show mostly bad stories about him and other conservatives. Plus, the president recently accused Twitter of, quote-unquote, shadow banning, allegedly limiting search results for prominent Republicans, and called the practice, quote, discriminatory and illegal, end quote. The Media Research Center has undertaken an extensive study of the problem at major tech companies, and the results are far more troubling than most conservatives realize. About 100 evangelical leaders, including Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Jerry Falwell Jr., and Greg Laurie, attended a dinner at the White House Monday night for what was a prayer-filled event that's been compared to a church camp meeting and a campaign rally. Hosted by the First Lady, Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson, and Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom Sam Brownback, President Donald Trump talked about how he's kept his promises to champion the babies in the womb, to celebrate religious freedom, and to speak out about worldwide religious persecution. In fact, Trump even took a moment to recognize Dr. Dobson and his wife Shirley on their 58th wedding anniversary. A Kansas City, Missouri Planned Parenthood cannot abort unborn babies anymore after it lost its license earlier this month, reports KCUR. Thankfully, the killing center has not been able to find a new abortionist since March. Without one, the abortion facility was not able to complete its annual state inspection in June, a requirement for licensure. One-third of adolescents have not read a book within the last year, according to studyfinds.org, and only 2% of sophomores read a daily newspaper, compared to 33% of same-age teens back in the 1990s. Looking at the daily habits of over 1 million adolescents, the average high school senior spent 6 hours a day online in 2016, between social media, texting, gaming, and surfing the web. The study's findings were published in The Psychology of Popular Media Culture. And finally, most people are pretty angry about finding another vehicle blocking their driveway. But not this person, reports GoodNewsNetwork.org. An anonymous homeowner in Flintshire, Wales, is being hailed for leaving a refreshingly positive note on the windshield of an ambulance that was blocking their driveway earlier this week, which said, quote, "Thank you for blocking my driveway to save a life. Refreshments on me," end quote. Attached to the message was some cash. Philippians 4:11 says, "I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances." And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.